On today's Growth Point videos, I want to just take a moment and speak about Spiritual Leadership Conference 2013. Coming up June the 9th through the 12th, we are excited to host hundreds of pastors and guests from all over America who will join with us for this year's Spiritual Leadership Conference. The Bible says in Mark 10:45, "For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to be a minister and to give himself a ransom for many." 20 years ago, when we began conducting this conference, it was obvious to me that there was a great need for an emphasis on the right kind of leadership in our churches, spiritual leadership, not the kind where preachers write mean letters about one another, not the kind where people are critical, not the kind where we're lifting ourselves up, but a conference that was based upon the common understanding that we needed the Holy Spirit's filling in our lives. That if we would walk in the Spirit, we would not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The kind of conference that realizes it is only by pride that contention comes. And God has blessed the emphasis on the Spiritual Leadership Conference. And this year in particular, I'm praying that God would bring about true revival in our hearts. That the spiritual leadership in our churches would come to a new dimension by the grace of God. The three aspects of the conference have been very simply stated over the years. First, it is spiritual leadership. That is, that we are to be filled with the Spirit and follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And we want to teach about leadership as it pertains to soul winning, as it pertains to discipleship, as it pertains to the adult Bible class ministry, as it pertains to developing staff and developing the teams of ministry in a spiritual context. Secondly, we want to emphasize servant leadership. We want to emphasize what Jesus said in Mark 10:45, that God has called us to serve and by love to serve one another, whether that's the members of our church, whether that's one another as pastors and missionaries. The spirit of the servant is blessed by the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only do we emphasize spiritual leadership and servant leadership, but at this conference we emphasize soul-winning leadership. We believe there are many today who spend time on computers, spend time on projects, but don't spend time delivering the gospel. We want to talk about how to re-engage America with the gospel of Jesus Christ, a call back to soul winning. Those that you bring with you, whether staff or church members, will be ignited through lessons and preaching alike to get back to the Great Commission. That's one of the real emphasis this year as we emphasize launching out into the deep. That's where the fish are. That's where the great catch is going to be. And as we launch out by faith at this year's Spiritual Leadership Conference, I invite you to come and catch on to this spirit with us and allow the Lord to use you in a greater way in the days ahead because you were willing by faith to launch out. Pray for us. All of this will be live streamed, of course, but we're inviting you personally to join with us. We have a few dorm rooms available if it would help you to stay in one of the dorms of West Coast Baptist College. If we can help you with airport transportation, let us know. But we look forward to joining together and lifting up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ on the second week of June here in Lancaster, California.